I want to give a big thank you to Capital One for supporting the Wake Up and Level Up podcast. Capital One is on a mission to change banking for good by bringing humanity, ingenuity, and simplicity to banking. You can learn more by going to CapitalOne.com/about. On today's Wake Up and Level Up, I'm going to help you set your own affirmations so that you can start to manifest the things that you want in your life. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. All right, so positive affirmations are statements. These aren't things you hope to accomplish. These aren't things that you will someday do. These aren't shoulda, coulda, wouldas. These are statements that are repeated to encourage and uplift you, to make you really believe and see the thing that you are trying to affirm. The thing about affirmations is that they need to be present tense. A lot of times we may make an affirmation that's like, I will be this person, or I will become that, or I will have this impact. That's not present tense. There are essentially three elements of successful affirmations. And one of those is that it's got to be in present tense. Okay, so you don't say things like I will, or I used to, or I'm going to. Your brain only really responds to present tense statements. So things like, I am a great employee. I am an awesome husband. Those things are statements that are positive, that are actionable, and are present. I am a great speaker. Like, all of those things are not I will be a great speaker, not I will be an awesome chef. It's I am. That's how you start off your affirmations. Number two, they need to include positive words. This seems obvious, but a lot of people will start to make affirmations with things that they don't. I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to show my vulnerability. I won't be a bad person anymore. Like, I'm thinking of horrible examples, but you get the point. Saying things like I don't, I can't, I won't are negative words. They don't belong in your positive affirmation. So make sure that you are only using positive words along with that. So that's the second element. Third thing, they have to really be spoken like it's a fact, like it's a truth. So none of that maybe, none of that might, no could, those aren't powerful enough. You have to have words like am, do, present tense, powerful words that are spoken like truth. So another example of this, instead of saying I'm going to have a great interview or I'm going to interview greatly, that's not good enough because that's talking about something that's in the future. Hear the difference. I am a great interviewee. You're not saying I will do great in my interview, you're saying as a matter of present tense, positive, and a fact, I am a great interviewer, or I am a great interviewee. Two more things with affirmations. Number one, repetition. You have to repeat these over and over and over again. That's why in yesterday's episode, I talked about a way that you can do this to ensure that you're being triggered to remind yourself to say those affirmations so they become part of you. The second thing, you will be tempted to change your affirmations, especially if it's causing tension or making you feel like this sounds fake to me. For example, if you said, I love my body, but you're really not happy with your weight and you're constantly repeating the phrase, I love my body, I love my body, you're going to feel like it's an outright lie, right? Like, you're going to feel like this is fake, that this is false. And then you're going to want to change it to say something more like, I can lose weight, or I can end up liking my body, or I can keep up with my diet. That's wrong. Don't do that. Lie to yourself up front in the beginning if that's what it takes. But set that affirmation the way I just taught you. Most people like to avoid preventing things instead of fixing the discomfort. Okay? So when you come across an affirmation that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's a really good sign that it's probably the right type of affirmation that you need to repeat. I hope these really help you out. Follow what I told you to do yesterday. Get these things set, and you're going to be on your way to manifesting your vision and feeling much better about yourself. Because watch, you'll see that little things will start to happen to you where you'll start to say, oh my gosh, it's actually starting to work. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.